You're listening to the Intuitive Souls Podcast. I am your host, Erica Russo, psychic medium and intuitive development coach. This show is all about giving you the conversations, tools, and wisdom you need to live life the intuitive way. Whether you are waking up, wanting to develop your intuition and connection to spirit, or wanting to live a more magical life, I got you covered. I give you grounded, practical, and insightful content that helps you wake up, level up, and connect with your soul. I'm excited you are here. Let's wake up together. Hey guys, welcome to the Intuitive Souls Podcast. If this is your first time tuning in, welcome. Super excited that you are here. Super excited that you're listening. If you are an OG and you keep coming back, you keep listening, growing, expanding, meditating, learning to trust your intuition, all of that great shit, what the fuck is up, guys? Thanks for coming back. Thanks for your support. Thank you so much for listening. You guys make this like so much fun for me. I don't think you realize every time I press record or I connect with someone to record a show, I am just so excited. I love doing this work. I love doing this podcast, and you guys make it so incredibly easy for me. You guys give me all of those just pushes to keep on talking about this, keep on being vulnerable about my journey and the things that I've learned along the way. So thank you. You have no idea how your support really truly helps and inspires me to shine my light. So thank you from the bottom of my heart. Now, as you can see from the title of this episode, we had a little drama happen. Somebody took all of my photos on Instagram and created a fake account with my name and just added an S to the Russo and is basically scamming fucking people for readings by DMing them and being like, I have this great social. So we're going to talk a little bit about that before, you know, later on. But before I even dive into that and dive into the topics that we are going to discuss today, specifically about, you know, spiritual readers and red flags to look out for, I want to give a shout out to some of you that reached out to me because you received those scammy messages. And, you know, you guys were so kind and told me that you guys listened to the podcast. And I just appreciate you guys doing that. And I just want you guys to know, like, I really do appreciate you guys. So some of the people that I connected with and, you know, you guys are just awesome. Like, I was just like, so I just have to say, like, when this all happened Friday night, right? I went grocery shopping and then I went home and my inbox was flooded with requests. And I'm like, what is going on? And all of the requests were like, this person, you know, they're showing me screenshots of this account and the message. And I'm like, oh my God. And, you know, I got to have a little conversation with some of you and, you guys are just the greatest, truly. And thank you again for your support and for listening. So if you are listening, Manny Rojas, if that's you, I know that you told me that you listen to this podcast. You're the sweetest. Like, you are the absolute sweetest. And I am so, you know, I am so humbled by you and your gratitude. And you were just so kind. So thank you again. You're just so sweet. Oh, kisses to you. I also want to say thank you to Lindsay. I don't want to put the full name out, but you did reach out to me as well on Instagram and you let me know that you watch the podcast. So thank you so much for reaching out. You're the best. Oh my God, I had like so many people reach out. There was Rachel B. Yeah, Rachel B. I'm just literally like looking right now at all of the people that reached out. Elena, Crystal G, Jill Williams / Algar. You guys are amazing. Thank you so much. Thank you guys so much.
again, I'm looking through all of the messages. I got so many, but I think this is going to be a new thing where I'm going to shout out some listeners because you're fucking awesome. Thank you again. I appreciate it. I love you guys. So let's chat. All right. So let me give you the lowdown as to what happened. Now, obviously, if you're listening to this, you're sensitive to energy. Obviously, you know, like last week with the elections, with the high intensity levels that were going on in the world, it was an intense week for all of us, okay? Especially us sensitives. Like, holy shit, I tried not to even leave my house. I tried not to even put the TV on because it was just very overwhelming. I tried to stay off social media. So that's kind of why I was a little bit absent for the week. But, you know, a lot of us were, let's be completely real. So on top of all of those heightened emotions and dealing with that, I really went inwards and I did a lot of reflection and I really started thinking thoughts that I've never thought before, just within my own belief systems and, you know, what my values are. And it was a very eye-opening experience for me, not just because of the election, but because it made me question the beliefs that I've held when it comes to politics and core values and humanitarian ideas. I took this time to reflect upon myself and to how can I better myself? How can I be more empathetic to the people around me? And, you know, as I'm doing that, which is pretty deep work, you know what I mean? This whole scam artist thing happens. Now, I've gotten from other sources that there's other spiritual influencers, podcasters that had the same thing happen to them all week long. It's been pretty bad. And I'm just like, I'm just to the point where it's like when I first found out someone created the account, I got a little like upset about it because I pride myself on being, you know, open and honest. And I try to just be the best person that I can be and, you know, be forthcoming and honest when it comes to spiritual readings, because I know that, you know, spiritual readings and charlatans and scam artists, it's fucking real, clearly. So I try to be as open as I possibly can about it. So when somebody, you know, took my photos, created this account, and then posed to me and started going into people's DMs saying that I have a special, like, I was like, what the fuck, man? Like, do you not know who I am? Like, do you not know I have like this podcast? Do you not know I have like this platform where I try to like strive to, you know, teach people how to learn to trust and strengthen their own intuition and, you know, the red flags of like, you know, scam artists and stuff. Like, you just picked the wrong person, dude. You just picked the wrong person. But yeah, so I'm just like so taken aback by this whole thing. But I'm honestly to the point where it's like I got mad for a hot second and then I realized I was like, dude, this person went to my Instagram, went through all of my photos, took screenshots of every single one of my photos, then created a new account, uploaded all of these photos, even copy and pasted word for word what was in my bio, looked at all of my followers, reached out. That energy and time that this person was using to create this scam could have been put into something like meditation or psychic development exercises and actually creating your own account with your own face and your own name and offering true, authentic, healing psychic readings. You know what I mean? I think it takes the same amount of effort to scam someone than it does to do the right thing and work on yourself and then help others. I really truly believe that because I was like thinking about, I was like, God, this person went through a lot of fucking trouble. And when I tell you, I started getting the messages from you guys, I think around like 5 o'clock my time on Friday, This person was going through the fucking night reaching out to my followers and sending these DMs. Like, no joke. It was Saturday. I was still receiving messages from you guys at 10 o'clock in the morning. 10 o'clock in the morning. That I'm just like, oh my God. This person stayed up all night. I was getting messages at like 3 a.m. with screenshots of this person messaging people. And I'm like, what the fuck? What the fuck? Like, you stayed up all night to do this to scam people? Like, where the fuck is your heart, dude? Like, seriously, how do you sleep at night? Because clearly you don't. But it was just insane. I'm to the point where it's like, I fucking feel sorry for you, bro. Like, whoever created this account, whoever thought that, like, you're pulling the wool over people's eyes, you're not. Give it up. Do you know how many times the account has been reported? I mean, just give it up. Just give it up and go pray. Seriously. Karma is going to do all the dirty work. I'm not worried about that. But yeah, it was just, I was just like, damn, man. Damn, Daniel. So again, guys, I don't know, like, thank you guys so much for reaching out and letting me know that this was going on, because I was just like, are you for real? And the first thing that I want to say is that if you ever, ever receive a DM from me, Erica W. Russo on Instagram, saying like, I have a special going on and like, I'll do a reading for you for this month, I have never done that and I will never do that, okay? It's not me. Just, that is forthright right there. I don't need to slide into your fucking DMs to get a reading. Like, that's just, I don't do that, okay? I truly believe that the people that I'm supposed to connect with and help are going to make their way to my website and book a session with me. That's all there is to it, you know? Like, that's all there is to it. So, with that being said, I was like, you know what? What the fuck? We're talking about scam artists anyway. Let's chat about some things that I have seen on Instagram and on TikTok when it comes to spiritual readers that I want to fucking address. Because to be completely honest, I don't like it. I don't like some of the things that I'm seeing. I'm just going to be real. I'm definitely not going to be receiving any popularity awards anytime soon when it comes to the spiritual reading community, because I am just going to blast this shit out. Okay. Scam artists aside, there are things that I see within the spiritual reading community that are just like, like, just make me kind of cringe. So I want to give you guys three questions that you can ask yourself, okay, when you are wanting to invest into a spiritual reading with somebody, okay? I'm not saying to go and, like, you know, book a session with me or book a session with Hannah, even though we're really fucking awesome. I'm saying that I know that there are a lot of great readers out there, but there are also some that are not doing it the right way, okay? And I just want you guys to be educated, because I know that a lot of the times when we see something on social media, it's like, oh my God, like, wow, they're so gifted. And it's like, let's be logical about this. Let's actually, like, see the truth of this matter, okay? So here are the three questions that we're going to go through. The first question is, did they contact you, okay? The second question is, behind the title, what kind of person are they? And the third question you're going to ask yourself is, what does their online content look like? All of these are pretty standard questions, okay? Let's dive in, okay? So the first question, that did they contact you? This one is pretty self-explanatory, obviously, from the story that I just shared with you. But professional and honorable spiritual readers are not going to slide into your DMs and tell you they have a special going on or that you have a curse upon you. That is a crock of shit, okay? professional, honorable readers treat this as if it is a business, okay? They are honorable. They have professional websites. They have professional scheduling apps. They have testimonials. They have, if they're good, it's a word of mouth thing, okay? So anyone who sends you a message, like, you know, the one that I posted, I sent it to my email list, and then I've also posted it on my Instagram stories where it's like, hey, I was so drawn to you. I have a special going on. Are you interested? It's a fucking scam artist. It's a scam artist, period. Go ahead and report the account and press the block button. Okay, they're probably going to tell you that there is a curse on you and on your family and you have to pay them $200 to banish it. It is a lie. It is a fucking lie. You do not have to pay them $200 for a spell to break a curse. This behavior, like, no joke, it smells like scam even from the other side of the screen. Okay, think about it. Think about it. If they are so good, if they are so good at what they do, okay, why do they need to seek you out and slide into your DMs to try to book a reading? Why? Why? That's honestly the question. Like, why do you have to do that? If you're good, if you're honorable, if you're helping people, you don't need to slide into DMs, period, okay? The second question I want you to ask yourself is behind the title, whatever title that they use. I've seen, you know, psychic medium, Akashic Records reader, soul activator, twin flame activator, all of these fucking titles. They're just titles, okay? They're just titles. This is self-explanatory, and I want you to pose this question. What kind of person are they? Okay, because here's a secret that most spiritual readers or anybody in the spiritual community offering healings or something is not going to tell you. But I'm the asshole, so I'm just going to tell you. You can be psychic or a medium or an intuitive and still be an asshole. Okay, in fact, some of the biggest jerks that I have ever met are psychic mediums or spiritual teachers. Like, I'm not even trying to fucking, like, be a negative Nancy right now. I'm just telling you like it is. When developing and seeing your power unfold, oftentimes people will become extremely arrogant and cocky. They'll start to love the feeling of their ego getting stroked, all right? Just like anything, just like athletes, you know what I mean? Like, the more power that you create within yourself and within your title and what you do for a living, the more your ego gets stroked. That's all there is to it. Whether you're stroking it or your fans are stroking it or your followers are stroking it. Even with myself, okay? I have had some readings where they were so good, I shocked myself. And I was like, holy shit. Like, how did I get that piece of evidence? Like, oh my God. Like, but between my children and, you know, my close friends and my husband, I quickly remember to give myself a big old serving of humble pie afterward. Okay, it's great to feel great. It's great to see and receive validation from your gifts, but we have to remember that this is like a service job. Okay, we're doing this because we want to help people. We're doing this to be of service. So, you know, always have some humble pie around. This work shouldn't be like, ooh, look at my predictions that came true. Like, ooh, look at me, look at me. It should be about service. It should be about healing. It should never, ever be about proving how gifted you are. When deciding who to book a reading with, the biggest thing I always say, you know, because I know that, you know, I can say, oh, trust your intuition, trust your intuition. Well, yeah. Yes, trust your intuition, but you're listening to this podcast, okay? You follow me on social media because we're human and sometimes it's hard to trust our intuition. We're trying to learn how to decipher intuition from ego. So I'm not going to tell you to trust your intuition. Sometimes it's just logical steps that we can take, just like anything in life, that will allow us to answer our own questions, right? Like, look at the person's social media. You know, see what kind of content they share out into the world. Is this a positive person? Are they down to earth? Do they inspire you? Are they logical and level-headed? Treat the process of choosing a spiritual reader like you would a friend or hiring an employee. Readings can be extremely profound and healing experiences with the right people, okay? When connecting with a reader, we have to remember that you are connecting with an energy exchange. Ultimately, this person is tapping into your energetic field. Do you want someone who's a negative fucking Nancy, who is pessimistic and, you know, is fear-mongering all over fucking social media, tapping into your energy? You're creating etheric cords with these people, guys, whether you are aware of it or not. So just be mindful. Just be mindful of who you allow in your... Sorry, guys. I just like tried to move. Be mindful of who you are allowing in your energetic space. Okay? That's all there is to it. Do you want to work with someone who is negative and angry? Or do you want to work with someone who will leave you feeling a sense of peace and clarity after your session? Okay? You can see it all over social media. I have seen some people just be so fucking negative. Like, they're just so fucking negative. I'm like, how are you raising your vibration enough to be connecting with fucking guides and archangels when you are spreading hate? Like, how? It's very interesting to me. It's very interesting. I'm such an Aquarius. So the last question that I want you to ask yourself is, what does their online content look like? So again, I'm not going to be receiving any popularity awards within the spiritual reader community, but when I decided that I wanted to offer readings, when I decided that, you know, this gift, this connection that I have, it's real and I want to help people, I don't think you realize how deep I dove into this work, how deep I dove into the spiritualist movement, into the occult. I really wanted to be educated, because when I was first starting out and I was, you know, watching other psychic readers online and all of that stuff, I realized real quick that a lot of these live readers were just, they needed a couple of bucks and they would do, like, you know, 3 cards for 10 bucks or something like that. And they weren't necessarily doing the work themselves, if that makes any sense. Do the work yourself. Do the fucking work yourself. You're a healer? Good. Heal yourself. You're a light worker? Good. Do the work. Do the work. I don't think I know that I am redundant with it, but it's like, if you're telling people that they need to heal, you best be fucking sitting there and healing yourself. You best be going and assessing your values and how the triggers that come into your life come in and how you act upon them. Okay? That's the biggest thing when it comes to this work. I'm telling you right now, a good portion of the readers that are on TikTok, that are on social media, that are doing these live readings, they're not fucking doing the work. They're not doing the work. I've seen them literally, you know, Hannah and myself have seen readers get really agitated on lives. We've witness them fearmonger. Like, we've seen it, okay? And I'm not calling anybody out yet until something happens that's really bad, but you're going to see these people. You are going to see them. They're going to be on your For You page. Trust your intuition. Trust your intuition, okay? So here's my more logical side, guys, all right? This is the question again. What does their online content look like? All right. Here is something coming from a person who runs an online business. Okay. Not just spiritual readings aside, I run an online business. Okay. This is something that if you are a spiritual reader, if you are offering sessions or healings or coaching or whatever, this is a great thing to remember. Are you ready? When you are running an online business, your social media should be a snapshot into your life and who you are as a person, and your website should be your resume. Social media has made it very easy for spiritual readers to share their gifts and connect with potential clients. However,
there are some things that I want to point out. Okay. These are some things that I have seen that are very much red flags, and I want you guys to know them. Okay. So again, I am not calling anybody out. You probably know who I'm talking about, you know, but here's the gist of it. Okay. I've seen people claiming to have a message from a late celebrity. And that's not evidential mediumship. Frankly, this triggers an eye roll on my part. This type of propaganda is great for shares, likes, and follows. And you're going to see that. You're going to see that the likes are a lot. You're going to see that the comments and the shares are a lot. It's great. It's great for clout, like completely great for clout. And I noticed more and more readers resorting to this type of content because for someone who isn't educated in the field of evidential mediumship and psychic development, as well as the history and the downfall of spiritualism, it is intriguing and it is a great hook. It's a great hook. Evidential mediumship, guys. Okay. This is what I do. This is what I teach. Evidential mediumship occurs when someone in physical form, your client, your sitter, can validate the evidence the medium is receiving from the spirit communicator, the person that is in the spirit world. Okay. There needs to be validation. Sharing a message from Robin Williams or Kobe Bryant is a way to hook someone into watching your content because there's familiarity. Okay, I probably just butchered that. Familiarity in those names. Think about it. Everyone knows Kobe Bryant. Everybody knows Robin Williams. How do we know that they're actually talking to Robin Williams? How do we know that they are actually talking to Kobe Bryant? We don't. It's propaganda. Okay, that's not evidential mediumship. That proves nothing. That proves nothing of the person's connection. Maybe it was a healing message. Maybe it was very profound, but that is not evidential mediumship. And a lot of people do that. A lot of people do that for the likes and the follows. And it's just, no. Again, I know the history of spiritualism. Spiritualism, you know, started back in the 1840s with the Fox sisters, and to basically, you know, give you a little gist of it and why I am a little triggered by someone doing this kind of thing. It's because I think 4 years in, so the Fox sisters were really the founders of the spiritualist movement, with, you know, evidential mediumship. I can do another episode on the Fox sisters, which I'm probably going to because I'm very intrigued by their story. But people started doing table tipping and seances and everything like that. And one time the Fox sisters, they had a seance. I believe it was in New York City at the time. And Benjamin Franklin came through. Okay. And the medium, who I believe it was Maggie who was doing the reading. She wrote all of this stuff and it said that it was, you know, she was basically doing automatic writing, and Benjamin Franklin came through. And then someone who was at the seance basically called her a fraud and said, look, this is not Benjamin Franklin's handwriting. There's so many grammatical errors. He was an intelligent person, blah, 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 all of that stuff. And then it kind of made the spiritualist movement kind of shift into wanting to become more evidential based. But with that, a lot of people started, you know, saying George Washington is coming through and Leonardo da Vinci is coming through and all of that stuff. Maybe they were. But if it's not their wife sitting in front of them or someone who can validate the evidence that is coming through on a personal level, it's not evidential mediumship. And that is the start of the charlatan movement. Charlatans are people who claim to be evidential mediums, who claim to have a connection with spirit. And that's why I'm just so, like, that's not that. No. Let's not do that. Because that's essentially what started the whole downfall of the movement to begin with, was people who were not bringing in the evidence of spirit. So
there's that. Sorry, I go on rampages because I'm very passionate about my work. But number two, okay, someone claiming to have a message for the masses instilled with a sense of fear and panic is not a light worker, okay? Please use your own intuition and see if this person is wrapping their own fears, their own depression, their own anxiety, their own limiting beliefs into what they claim is psychic information. Okay? Please use discernment. See how this person, maybe it is a message that they need to share. It's how they share it. Okay? Are they calm? Are they collective? Are they using their words wisely? Or are they on a minute TikTok crying and freaking out and saying all this shit and scaring people and lowering the collective vibration with the fear? Okay? You can be psychic. You can be gifted. You can be clairvoyant and not be a light worker. Psychic work, psychic sight, it is our human birthright, okay? We are all psychic to an extent. We have to remember that, okay? It's not just the, you know, 10th generation psychic mediums. No, we all have this gift, okay? We all have this gift, all right? We're all psychic. So we're all human as well. We all have our own healing to do. We're all human. Again, like I said, it's not about sharing fear. It's about how they are showing up with the message. Are they doing it calmly? Are they doing it in a way that brings peace and maybe a little bit of clarity? Or are they fear-mongering? It's basic. It's very basic information. Okay. Another thing that let's talk about it. Someone who has to spend a hefty amount of energy and time proving their gift to the world is a clear indication there are battles within themselves that need to be addressed. Spiritual reader or not, you do not need to prove anything to anyone. Your connection to spirit, to your guides, to the universe is yours and yours alone. Nobody's mediumship is going to look like somebody else's. Nobody's connection to their guides is going to look like somebody else's. Don't ever think that you need to prove to anyone but yourself that you are psychic. And I know that's very hard. Trust me, I get it. I was there. But it wasn't until I realized that my biggest critic was myself. It was myself. It was me critiquing my own evidence. It was me saying I need more evidence. It was me saying like I need to strengthen my connection more. It was me being like I need more validation. We are our own worst critics, guys. Trust me when I tell you that, okay? You do not have to prove your connection to anyone but yourself, period, okay? So, and here is another one. Someone who claims to be intuitive but oftentimes shows evidence of manic and erratic behavior can very well be mentally unwell and in no shape to be doing readings for the public. I have seen this with my own eyes. I have witnessed it. I have taken classes with people that had to stop taking the class because they realized that their mental health wasn't at a state where they could do this work. So they had to stop doing these mediumship development classes and go seek professional help. Okay. There's a lot of crazies out there. That's for sure. That is for damn sure. And your mental and emotional health will affect your connection. You can be extremely mediumistic, and I've seen it. I've seen it with my own eyes. You can be extremely mediumistic and have a very strong connection to spirit, but you can also be mentally unwell at the same time. That is why I am all about balance. That is why I'm like, you need to heal your shit. You need to heal your own wounds. You need to do the work. You need to do your own healing, because this work can take you down a rabbit hole. And if you are not ready and willing to heal and to confront your shadow, it can take you to a really dark place. So again, if someone's claiming to be an intuitive, but they're a little manic and a little crazy and you're like, what the fuck is up with this person? Yeah, they're mentally unwell. You don't need to get a reading from them. You don't need to get a reading from them. Send them love and light and hope for the best. All right. So I know I sound like a broken record player, but the moral to this story is this. Use your own intuition when trying to find a reader. A lot of the information I shared above is really common sense. Spiritual readers are humans too. They aren't on a higher level than you. They don't know fucking everything. The best readers are the ones that understand that they are human and that they have their own lessons to learn. So that is that for this episode. I hope you guys take these questions. I hope you paste them into your notes section on your fucking, in your phone. And when you come across a spiritual reader that you are drawn to, you ask these questions. You ask these questions to yourself. Do your research. You know, there's no need to be wasting money on people that aren't the right fit for you and for what you need at that point in your journey. I love you guys. I will see you soon and have a great week.
Want a place to develop your psychic and mediumship abilities? The Modern Mystic Society is now open for enrollment. This is a low-cost monthly membership that gives you access to monthly trainings, 4 virtual live development sessions, and access to a community of like-minded healers, lightworkers, and mystics for less than $1.20 per day. Head on over to ericarusso.co to join today, but hurry, this offer is closing soon. I'll see you inside the society.